And this is Mike Osborne for WMOT News. A new study shows an alarming drop in the number of children covered by health insurance, and Tennessee is singled out in the report as one of the worst cases. The Georgetown University Center for Children and Family says the number of uninsured children rose in 2017 after 8 years of steady declines. The center says the uninsured rate rose in every state of the nation, but Tennessee and eight other, mostly southern states, were singled out as seeing the sharpest decline. Report co-author Joan Alker.
We won't have the 2018 data, of course, till next fall, but we're very concerned that this number is actually going to get worse. Barring new and serious efforts to get back on track, there's every reason to believe this decline in the number of kids having health insurance may get worse in 2018.
Alker says Tennessee's failure to expand Medicaid is largely to blame. She says an additional 250,000 Tennesseans would gain health care coverage if that happened. But the Republican-dominated state legislature twice rejected Medicaid expansion. During the gubernatorial debates back in October, Governor-elect Bill Lee made it clear he is also opposed to Medicaid expansion.
Expanding a broken, flawed system by taking federal money and moving something down the road that is fundamentally flawed, I believe, is a mistake for Tennessee.
The Georgetown Center for Children and Family says what makes the drop in the number of uninsured children especially troubling is that it's taking place at a time when the economy is strong. From the College of Media and Entertainment at MTSU, WMOT News.